AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer! To the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! Sam Decker. Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Snaps off another three. Booked it. Oh, my goodness. Don't wake him up. Greg Kaminsky, a single game school record, 43 points.
I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. And by Fabic Rents for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Shoot Around.
Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln, Nebraska. Welcome to our Fetch Rewards pregame show as the Badgers trying to make this a road sweep kind of week after an overtime game Wednesday at Penn State. Badgers getting a win there at University Park, PA, 79-74, and it's on to Lincoln this afternoon as the Badgers take on Nebraska. Greg Gard's team 6-7 in Big Ten play, 14-9 overall. Fred Hoiberg's Huskers, they've gone through a couple of key injuries this season. They've been paying for it. They are 4-10 in Big Ten play, having lost five of their last six. The Huskers are 11-14 overall. On our pregame show today, we'll check in with Badgers assistant coach Sharif Chambliss. We, of course, will hear from head coach Greg Gard. We'll have the Badger Notebook with Patrick Herb. And coming up, we'll visit with Jeff Patricus from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel on the Arch Rewards pregame show. The Fetch app gives Badger fans a home court advantage every time you shop and dine. Turn any receipts into points you can redeem for tons of popular gift cards. It's America's favorite way to save, built in Madison. Download Fetch today, and we'll get things started in just a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is the Fetch Rewards pregame show, Wisconsin and Nebraska here in Lincoln, the first Saturday afternoon home game for the Huskers in a couple of months. The Badgers know that feeling. They had won a couple weeks ago back in Madison. We're joined by Jeff Patricus of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, who has made the kind of zigzag route from Central PA back to Madison, now down to Lincoln. That was a fun game Wednesday night. I do suggest, when I was recording our pregame interview with Greg Gard, I think if fans are of college basketball are just channel surfing, even if you don't have a dog in the fight, you're kind of hanging around in that game because both sides were doing a great job making shots.
Yeah, that was an entertaining game. Wisconsin really moved the ball and played well in the first half offensively. Penn State struggled, especially from the three-point line, only had 9 attempts in that first half, which is what Wisconsin's goal is, limit their three-point looks. Got hot in the second half, sent it to overtime, and then Wisconsin, similar to the Iowa game in overtime, had different guys make shots or get stops, make plays to get stops in the overtime to allow them to take that victory.
Yeah, one of those guys was a single-digit scorer, Max Klusman. He had 5 points, but it was a heck of a drive and a bucket that, if you could say 4 points is a cushion, it's a cushion. He provided it in OT, didn't he?
That was a terrific play from start to finish because Hepburn got the ball on the right wing and attacked. Three defenders collapsed to him. He kicked over to Klesman, probably thinking he's going to launch a three. Max fakes a pass to Wall in the corner, which allows him to get past that first defender, and then he uses the left hand to score around the other two defenders for a big basket. So that was a really nice play from start to finish.
Well, one of the big stories Wednesday was Tyler Wall. It just seems like more confidence now as he, you know, recovers day by day from that injury, and that was the Tyler Wall that the Badgers were seeing pre-injury.
Yes, he was. It's funny because, you know, as he struggled coming back from the injury, I got the impression fans were saying, well, he really isn't having a good year at all. He was playing really good ball before he got hurt. He was scoring, he was rebounding, he was, you know, setting people up. The defense obviously was critical because he can guard 1 through 5. And he said at Ohio State, he said he was starting to feel better in terms of being able to get to his spots offensively. And the better that ankle gets, the more lift he gets, the more explosive he gets, the harder he can cut, the more confidence he gets.
Yeah, his pain tolerance is well above average, but you could tell it just wasn't quite right, and now getting closer and closer. It may not get completely right the rest of this season, but it's a heck of a lot closer now than what it was even a week ago, I think it's fair to say.
Well, one thing in their favor is next week they've got a little more space between some games, so he may be able to do a little bit of catch-up rehab work, so I'm really curious to see how much better he can be next week.
Yeah, it's a Tuesday-Saturday week for Wisconsin, all at home. It's a three-game homestand actually begins for the Badgers on Tuesday night. You look at this Nebraska team, they've tried to change things philosophically, more of a defensive emphasis, but they've been hit. Juwan Gary, Emmanuel Bandamel going out with season-ending injuries. And that's, we talk about Wisconsin, how it has hurt the Badgers. It hurts most teams, and it certainly hurt the Huskers.
Yeah, you're talking about two guys. One had started all 20 games to that point. One had started 17. They could both score. They could rebound. They were both guys that they thought were really defensive-minded players. And I think, if you remember this, we saw Nebraska play early in the year. They might have been around when they really played Purdue tough here.
Yeah.
We thought, wow, they are a defensive-oriented team, a tougher team, a more selfless team offensively. They had you know, complementary type players that maybe they didn't have in the past as opposed to superstars, quote unquote. Yeah, but the injuries have hit them, and you know what, if you don't have a lot of depth in this league this year with everybody bunched together, you can string together some losses and slides.
Interesting day already in the Big Ten. Maryland again holding serve at home. The Terps are really playing well, to their credit. They had a great start, then stumbled. Now they're playing really well. They beat Penn State 74-68, and Rutgers and Illinois playing in Champaign. The Scarlet Knights lead 34-30 at the half. So, again, just the way this league is outside of Purdue, creating separation, maybe not a ton of difference between 2 and 3 and 9 and 10 or even 11 for that matter, right?
No, not at all. And I'm really curious to see once we wind the regular season down and see the pairings in the Big Ten tournament, see what kind of matchups, because I think several of those games early on could be coin flip games where you just can't really predict with certainty who's going to win.
I've said pretty consistently this year there's not a bad team in the Big Ten, but, you know, Minnesota is really having a rough year. They've had injuries, though, to be fair to them. Overall, to this stage, Jeff, and it's hard to compare it, I mean, at least hard for me to compare it with other conferences because I'm very Big Ten-centric. I think most people would tell you the Big 12 is
the best conference in the league. But Big Ten year to year, would you say this is up, down, about the same, what we've seen in recent years?
I would say it's down because I think there aren't as many really teams that you say are really good. Not necessarily great, but in the last couple of years, you've had some teams you said, hey, those teams are really good, even though the league is competitive. I think it's much more competitive once you get past the top two this year. And I love Purdue. They've got inside-outside game. The one thing that I'm curious about, when they get in the tournament, if a team is really going to get into them full-court pressure, will the freshman guards handle it?
Yeah, that's the key. I mean, as well as those guys have played, you know, with Fletcher Lawyer and Braden Smith, they are freshmen. We have seen this many times over the years, very talented, albeit not always. I mean, you know, Duke, obviously, 2015. But we have seen teams with rookie guards pay a price. And with as many really good bigs as there are in the Big Ten Conference, really good five men, I think even Greg would tell you it's still a guards game, right? So it'll be very, very interesting. Very interesting to see. Did you have safe travels here?
I'm here.
So you got here. So not overly safe.
I can't complain.
You didn't hurt anybody or offend anybody. Well, I
hurt my shovel on Thursday, and dropping a few choice words.
You? No.
Every now and then.
I thought you were very flat line, very even keel. All right, sir. Have yourself a good day.
And don't forget, snow next week, too.
Yeah, you're just a fountain of, you're a ray of sunshine.
Always.
I almost walked into a bad neighborhood to do my description of you. So thank you, sir. Have a good one. That is Jeff Patrikas of the Milwaukee Journal. Sentinel. Stay with us coming up. Our Badger Spotlight as the Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. We'll visit with Badgers assistant coach Sharif Chambliss in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At Exact Sciences, we are cancer fighters based right here in Madison, Wisconsin. We are dedicated to supporting patients before, during, and after a cancer diagnosis through innovative tests that detect it earlier and provide guidance for successful treatment. We are proud to sponsor Wisconsin Badger Athletics and highlight the great work the Exact Sciences team and Badger athletes do in the community.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Hey, Badger fans, it's Matza Matt for Brew Pub, lots of matza pizza. Basketball season is here, and there's nothing that beats sitting and listening to a Badger game while enjoying a delicious Brew Pub pizza. Every game-winning shot and every sweet alley-oop deserves a pizza that's just as amazing. And you'll find that in a Brew Pub, lots of matza pizza. Loaded with high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, Brew Pub pizzas are a swish of delish. Snag one today from your local grocery store or during home games in the concession stand at the Kohl Center.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is proud to support Wisconsin. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger Shootaround.
We continue with our Fetch Rewards pregame show. Time for today's Badger Spotlight. And this afternoon, we hear from assistant coach Sharif Chambliss, who knows all about the grind of a season, particularly this time of year when sometimes things aren't going great. Badgers coming off the nice win in overtime on Wednesday night at State College, but it's been a tough stretch. And we talked with Coach Chambliss about how teams get through this challenging time of the season.
It's usually February. It's usually the month of February is when that feels like the dog days. That's what we call them, the dog days. You know, focusing on all the little things, making sure you're taking care of your body is a huge part of that. Your body's probably starting to get worn down. And again, it was a long summer for us with us having the foreign trip, us coming back and getting ready right away. We definitely just take it day by day. You got to take it day by day. You got to have a plan, making sure you're taking care of your work. We started second semester, so you got to take care of academics, take care of your body. Still trying to get those extra reps in when you can, as far as shooting and all the rest for your skills.
It was funny you mentioned that about the dog days. I was talking to a former official the other day, and we were talking about, you know, coaches and technicals and all that. And even the official said, this time of year, everybody's mad at everybody. Coaches don't want to hear it from fans. Officials don't want to hear it from coaches and fans. It's just kind of the way it is, right? But you keep coming to work every day. You get through that, and you could have some good rewards in the end.
I always used to call it the third week of February is when everybody starts getting technicals. You'll see coaches get thrown out. But it started a little earlier for us when we were in Ohio. So, you know, coaches just don't want to hear it. They're fed up. They got a lot of stuff going on. And, you know, officials, again, when you can talk to them and you give them that level of respect they usually do, that doesn't mean they're still human. They're not going to make the right calls all the time. We're going to see a call is obviously biasly different based on what we see and what team we're with. But, you know, at this point, you got to remind yourself you only can control what you can control. And for us, getting in here, working with these guys every day, just trying to get better still, trying to get better so we can play our best basketball at the right time.
I always hear so much about this game, if it's free throw shooting or maybe just anything offensively in general. So much of it can be from the neck up. If you see the ball go in the hole early, if it's at the foul line or whatever, that could make all the difference in the world. Sounds simple, but there must be something to it. Right?
When they call this game a game of inches, it is. It's the inches probably between your ears is what it is, especially late in the thing, making sure you're paying attention to scouting reports, making sure you're being attentive on certain actions, boxing out, all those things that we talk about, the little things. For us, again, there's a small margin of error. And, you know, we played pretty well in this last game, but we weren't able to get it done against Northwestern. Just the little things. I mean, in a one-point game, you can't have 9 turnovers, especially 3 passes going right into arms. Just little things like that. Same side help. We can't do that. We know that. And, you know, film definitely talked about in film. But we're ready to get rolling to this next one.
We had a funny moment. You mentioned the Northwestern game. You know, Connor goes out there and he misses the first 3 shots, and then he makes one. And I'm saying on the air, well, just keep shooting it, Connor. You'll be fine. And even Mike said, yeah, you probably don't have to be reminded of that. There's just a certain confidence with him that he's not going to let one miss affect the next shot.
I tell you, man, for a freshman, he has a lot of moxie. A kid that definitely put in the work, and I think that's where his confidence comes from.
Speaking of putting in the work, I've talked a lot about Max Klesmit, but I just kind of marvel at his toughness, especially coming back off of the injury that he had in the Penn State game. I think Dean Oliver said the thing about him is he's like nonstop relentless. There's not like, you know, maybe take a couple minutes off. The way he came back after missing a couple of games and right away he's taking a couple charges, that's just kind of who he is.
When he went into the portal, I tried to do my due diligence by calling down there one of my good friends, Dwight Perry, who's now the interim head coach down there at Wofford. He said he talent level, he might not be at that level, but he's so competitive. His competitiveness helps keep him at that level.
Yeah, there's a way of just making winning plays too, right? I mean, you could have the high-flying dunker, the guy who's going to get you 20 and 10, which is great.
But at crunch time, he just seems to have that knack, doesn't he?
I just feel like I see him, and he feels like he's not going to be denied. And, you know, and that's what's able to keep him at this level, and that's what he makes him good when he's doing that for us.
When you get into a game, as we talk, it's pre-Nebraska. I mean, when you're playing a team for the first time this late in the year, and you'll obviously have that with Purdue.
In Michigan.
Yeah, in some ways, is it refreshing? Is it new material for these guys? I mean, you guys scout each other to the nth degree. You play a team a second time, you know pretty much everything. Is there anything that is good about it, refreshing, just playing a team that first time late in the year?
I think so. Seeing new bodies, obviously new actions. The guys are more attentive on the first time you give them the scouting report, trying to make sure they have it all right away. But for us, it's about preparing one game at a time, one practice at a time, just trying to get better. Again, controlling what we can control.
There are certain guys, too, that would be just fun to, I'm sure, as a scout team guy. You want to be Keisei Tomenaga. You want to be, like, logo three guy, right? I mean, in your transfer year, right, when you came here, when you were a practice player. That would have been you, right?
It probably would have been me, and I would have been letting a lot of shots up. I would have had to definitely ice my shoulders and my arms and elbows.
That's Badgers assistant coach Sharif Chambliss. So that is today's Badger Spotlight. Stay with us. Coming up, our Badger Notebook as the Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Light the lamp.
Go the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Everyone is entitled to a free credit report from each of the three main credit bureaus once every 12 months. Yet only one in three Wisconsin adults actually obtain the report each year. An easy way to remember to check your report is to simply mark your calendar. Picking dates like February 2nd or 2-2 make it even easier to remember. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and don't forget to keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's your mind, Gene of Eau Claire?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's your mind, Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Our Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. Time now for today's Badger Notebook with Patrick Herb. Well, as a wise football coach at Wisconsin once said, winning is good for the soul. And I guess that it always applies. And there was a little therapy, a little basketball therapy for these guys on Wednesday night, right?
Yeah, there's no question about it that winning at Penn State was big for this program for a lot of reasons. To wash out the disdain in their mouth from the Northwestern loss, that's one that they certainly felt like they should have won and let slip away. But there's a lot of other reasons, too. One, it was a big win for this program. Any win's a big win on the road, a quad one win, a sweep of another team that is in a similar position to you in the standings wise in the Big Ten seeding race, that sort of thing. So for those reasons, big. It was also therapeutic because of the way the team played offensively. And after coming off the Northwestern game where they only scored 52 points, it was a big deal to be able to play with that fluidity, see the ball go in the net. They played with a lead. They led for 34 minutes of that game, including the entire overtime, going 3-for-4 from the field in OT, where Penn State was 0-for-5 from deep in that extra period. So looking at some of those offensive numbers, Wisconsin shot a season high 52.8%, going 11 of 24 from threes, both terrific numbers. In fact, that was Wisconsin's best shooting mark since two seasons ago when they beat Louisville 85 to 48 at the Kohl Center during that COVID year. There were no fans in the building for that one. They shot 54% in that one. It was their best Big Ten or road mark since shooting almost 54% at Michigan, again, two seasons ago, February 27, 2020. So that was actually the year they ended up winning the Big Ten championship right before COVID shut everything down. So the Badgers, the three-point shooting is a big key for this team. You know, they're 5-1 when they make at least 11 threes like they did on Wednesday. They're 9-2 when they shoot 40% from deep. So it's kind of a no-duh. If they shoot well, they're going to win. But for this team in particular, another factor is when they get four players in double figures, when they get balanced scoring, and maybe in particular when they get those big four, Hepburn, Crowell, Wall, and Asijan, all four of them scored in double figures on Wednesday. When they do that, they're 3-1 this year, 7-2 overall when any four players score in double figures. So Chucky was fantastic, hit five threes, one shy of his career high, 19 points. Asijan was 1 point off of his career high, hitting four threes. Tyler Wall was back, 16, 6, and 8 assists, a career high. And Steven Crowell, 11 points, 8 boards, a couple timely baskets. But it was also therapeutic and big for this team because of the fact of what happened afterwards. That the team was going on a two-game road trip. And these last 2 days would have been a little bit, a little prickly probably around the program had things gone differently Wednesday night. So as it turns out, they stayed in State College Wednesday night after the game, got a good night's rest, flew out the next morning. And then over the next 48 hours, they were able to kind of develop a rhythm. And I think that it's a different trip than when they went from Northwestern to Maryland a few weeks ago. That was a one-day turnaround. That was a blur. This one had a little bit more of a little slower pace, a little bit more time to recover and prepare for this one. So the team did a film review on Thursday and then a scouting report on Friday where they were the Maryland. They had to combine the two, and sitting in a film room for a long time is hard for anybody, especially, you know, 18 to 22-year-old kids. So being able to separate those was valuable. They got two practices here in Lincoln, one in the practice gym, one here on the Pinnacle Bank floor. Got to go out for a team dinner at a steakhouse where they, again, put the phones in a bucket and just actually got to just talk and enjoy each other's company, and got to do some other things like pool recovery. The hotel had a pool, and the heavy minute guys, which there are heavy minute guys, those top seven are going to play a lot the rest of the stretch here, and, you know, they got to do some different things like that that are really helpful for preservation of their bodies. And so Wednesday was therapeutic for a ton of reasons.
We always talk about how the college-age player or college-age person is going to struggle putting the phone away. I maintain the adults struggle almost as much.
Yeah.
Is it okay?
Oh,
did
no,
you handle it
well,
okay?
No,
you were,
I did.
Did you cheat?
No, I didn't, actually.
Okay.
We had one staff member cheat because we wanted to film Chucky Hepburn celebrating his birthday with the surprise cake pops and the candle. So Eric Rowley brought his phone in there, but he was good. He didn't use it other than working purposes. But no, I'm the same way, just like you. I constantly was checking my pockets. Or if anybody had a question, you're like, I wonder when the last time this happened. Couldn't look it up instantly. Just had to wonder.
We got back on the bus. Everybody got the phone. All of a sudden, everybody shut up. So, yeah, absolutely. This team has traveled well for quite a while in Wisconsin basketball. It's 4-4 in true road games, but total games away from the Kohl Center, plays 7-5. The question that you probably get, and people ask me the same thing, why?
Yeah, I think there's a few reasons, and they're going to be boring because they're going to be the same reasons that this program is built on. And so Wisconsin has a winning record on the road under Greg Gard, which it's 45-40, and so just a little above 500 may not sound that impressive. I should have looked it up, but I don't know if there's another coach in the Big Ten right now outside of maybe Matt Painter and Tom Izzo who has a winning record on the road. I would bet they don't. So this season, I looked it up. Big Ten teams, when playing at home in conference play, are 61-31. That's 66% win percentage. And Wisconsin's been able to go 3-4 on the road. So they've been better than what the conference average is. And they got a chance to even their mark on the road in the conference play today. If they win today, they could be 4-4. You add in a win at Marquette, and Wisconsin is 4-4 on the road this season. And they got those three neutral wins against Stanford, Dayton, and USC down in the Bahamas. And so Wisconsin has now got an impressive 7-5 mark away from home, which is one of the better ones in the country. They have one of the more wins away from home than almost everybody. And so when you're talking about March resumes, that's a big feather in their cap that they've proven they can win away from home. And like you mentioned, this is a multi-year trend. Over the last 2 years, Wisconsin is 13-6 in true road games. Only Miami, Arizona, and UCLA. Those are the only other teams that have at least 13 road wins over the last two seasons. That's pretty exclusive company. Four teams total in major conference play, have that. So some reasons for success? Well, in these last two wins at Ohio State and Penn State, Wisconsin has got to the free throw line. They had 22 and 19 in those two games. Those are number one and two most free throws for them since December 6th. It's a long time, and both of them have come on the road. So that's been a success for them. They've also got a better field goal percentage defensively on the road than they do at home, both overall and three-point mark. It's close, but it's better. What that says is defense travels, right? Defense is one of those things that you can bring in your suitcase, and it can keep you in a game anywhere you play. Another one, as it's boring to hear, but turnovers. Wisconsin's turned it over only 9 times per game in its games away from home, and it's a big sample size now. It's 12 games away from home, so that, again, keeps you in games. And then it helps when guys like Connor and Chucky Hepburn are shooting the lights out away from home. Seagen's actually got a better three-point field goal percentage away from home than he does at home. Both are good. And Hepburn is still over 40% on the road. And Chucky Hepburn's assisted turnover ratio, 1.6 at home, 2.2 on the road.
Yeah, no, the moral of the story is it ain't sexy. You know, you do all the fundamental things, you bring it with you, and you've got a chance every night you play.
You know what is sexy? Winning on the road.
Yeah, that is.
There's not much better feeling than that.
No dub, like a road dub. Is that what you kids say? Something like that.
I'm not a kid anymore.
All right. Thank you, sir. That's Patrick Hearn. That is today's Badger Notebook. Stay with us. More of our Fetch Rewards pregame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we designed the Ford trucks of the future for everyone. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 45 years straight. Made for performance and capability on and off-road. Because the trucks of the future aren't designed for a few. They're built for America. Ford F-Series. Drive one today. Based on 1977 to 2021 calendar year total sales.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Some companies are very standoffish or very afraid to get directly involved with the repair process. So we will physically take our phone, call the guy we know that can do it, and say, hey, I'm standing at this address. I need somebody to come over here and pull this limb out of this house. A lot of companies won't do that.
A West Bend claims representative on handling a claim.
And we bring that sense with us that we can fix it. That's the biggest thing we do for them.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
What in the world are you doing, Bob?
Well, I'm dressing up like an elf, Tony, so I can play in the Usinger All-Star Game. Never played an All-Star Game, and I figure this is my best shot.
Don't you think you're a little too tall to be an elf?
That's the beauty of this outfit. It lets me walk on my knees.
How are you going to bat from your knees?
Hopefully better than I did standing up.
I guess you've never been known for your bat.
Oh, heck no. And you know what? I'd rather be known for my brats anyway. Usinger's famous sausage. Now that's a Hall of Famer.
You got that right.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Badger basketball is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger pregame show.
Courtside at Pinnacle Bank Arena as the Wisconsin Badgers get set to face the Nebraska Cornhuskers. This two-city trip coming to a conclusion this afternoon for Greg Gard's group. An overtime win Wednesday at Penn State, and now trying to make it a sweep. The one and only regular season meeting between the Badgers and the Huskers, and after today, the Badgers will be home for the next three outings, beginning Tuesday night against the Michigan Wolverines, who, by the way, play later this afternoon at the Chrysler Center against Indiana. The latest big game, because they're all big right now for Wisconsin, trying to enhance that resume to get into the NCAA tournament. About a half an hour and change away from the opening tip. We'll check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. We're back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Highs level off around 44 this afternoon under sunny skies, southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies. Tonight, lows dip down to about 20. A mix of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, highs around 44. Upper 30s, Monday, turning warmer. Tuesday, with highs in the mid-40s and showers.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 44.
Bryant, whatever it takes.
The Badgers and the Huskers here in Lincoln, joined by head coach Greg Gard. We'll get into Nebraska here in a couple minutes, but rewind to Wednesday night. It's pretty obvious to see, you know, Tyler Wall return to form, and obviously Connor and Chucky and on down the line. But it was some guys who were single-digit scorers, too, that you mentioned after the game. If it was Jordan Davis, it looked like, Carter Gilmore just came in and did what he needed to do.
Yeah, I think we talk about that all the time, Matt, of guys able to contribute and help us out whenever you can. It doesn't necessarily have to result in a lot of points. You know, find ways to impact winning in the role that you're in. And you mentioned Jordan, Carter, even Kamari McGee, even though he played just a handful of minutes, I thought did some good things. So, you know, we need all hands on deck, and regardless of what you're, when you're called upon and how long you're on the court, do everything you can to help us.
It seemed, and again, I say this watching from a little bit of distance, it seemed as though maybe Tyler's getting more
more confident in the foot now where he can trust it and start to play the way he knows he's capable?
He is. Yeah, I think I've seen that. Obviously, I see him every day in practice and just seeing more explosion come, more confidence. And I think it's been a longer recovery than what everybody anticipated, probably even himself. And probably a large part of that has been just the mental ability to trust it and get confident in it again. And like I said the other night, it was a good sign to see what we've seen more of that in practice. To have it translate to a game is a good sign.
It was a heck of a college basketball game to watch. If people are channel surfing without a dog in a fight, they're going to stick with it. And I suppose as a coach, you're thinking, boy, shooting percentages were high on both sides, but maybe credit to both, too. There was some pretty good shot making.
Yeah, there was. I don't think there was a lot of easy ones.
No.
You know, it's a game of a battle of easy baskets, and obviously they run terrific things that keep you on your heels, and even when you guard things perfectly, as we did Lundy's game-tying shot at the end of regulation. I mean, just you credit the guys out there that are making plays, and fortunately we were able to make a few more than them.
You know, final thought of them, both of the games with Penn State, for a team that shoots a ton of threes, they didn't get off a ton of threes against.
Yeah, we did a good job, really good job the first half, I thought, and obviously they get a little hot the second half, and that's a team that if you allow them, the three-pointer is such an equalizer, such a game changer. You can expand a lead or erase a lead in short order because of the three and the momentum that it creates. And like I said, fortunately for us, we were able to, make a few more than them and get a stop when we needed to.
Now looking to make it a sweep on this road trip, we'll take a break. More of our Fetch Rewards pregame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction renovations or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
When you set up a savings goal with U.S. Bank, it grows with you. There's no limit to what you can crochet. Can do. Doesn't have to be crocheting, but it totally could be. Like the headphones you're listening to this ad with, you could totally crochet those. There's no telling where your savings goal will take you. Maybe you'll save enough for yarn to crochet your house or the whole town. Oh, right. Doesn't have to be crochet related.
Set up savings goals on the U.S. Bank mobile app, even for the wildest of dreams. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
The passion, the tradition, the rivalries. SiriusXM is your destination for all things college sports, and we've got your school covered. On Big Ten Radio, there's complete coverage of every school in the conference, including live games, plus 24/7 talk and analysis. So cheer along online or on the SiriusXM app and listen to your favorite team anywhere. And now, as a college student, you can stream your first 3 months of SiriusXM for $1. Fees and taxes apply. See offer details and subscribe now at SiriusXM.com/Big Ten Sports.
It's Badgers and the Huskers here this afternoon. It's a, Greg, it's a Nebraska team that is really has had a little philosophical shift, right? More defensive emphasis, fewer possessions emphasis. And I know they've had a couple key guys get hurt, but fair to say they're a considerably better defensive team.
They are. They are. You can definitely tell there's, more. I think you see them on the same page on the court, and doing, consistent things more often than not on the defensive end, and obviously offensively play through two or three guys. And you mentioned the injuries have really, I thought they were playing pretty well early in the year and just have been decimated to a degree. Not only the guys that are playing now, they had two that are out, that were starters that are out for the year, and Griesel's been in and out of the lineup. So it's been, I know for them, a rough go, but you watch them, especially here at home. I mean, just the difference that they play, the energy level, the shot-making ability, all those things. And that's probably the norm across college basketball. Teams tend to, for the most part, play a little bit better at home. And they're a team that definitely, like I said, is better defensively, but offensively still can light the scoreboard up in a hurry.
You mentioned that last home game, they were electric, and nobody more so than Keisei Tomenaga. Tell us about him. Everybody knows he can shoot the three, but it doesn't stop there.
He's got a swagger to him that he knows he belongs. It's and has really developed into more than just a catch and shoot guy that he was a year ago or prior. But he's putting the ball on the floor. They're moving him. He cuts really well. He moves, comes off screens a lot like Connor does for us. Extremely confident. You can tell there's no shot he doesn't think he's going to make. So, like I said, with the floor open, you got to find him. You got to be aware of him all the time. He cuts really well off the ball. If you fall asleep, he's gonna make you pay for it. But obviously, other guys around him, Derek Walker, I think is really one of the more improved big guys in our league. And others, we mentioned Griesel, the transfer from North Dakota State. So they've got, some complimentary guys around. But when Tomenaga's going, he really fuels them.
And in a general sense, you talked about Penn State, how it plays a little bit differently. These guys play a little bit differently, too.
Very similar. I think if there's an advantage for us having these games back-to-back, that's where it's at. In the preparation, even though it was a short turnaround here, how they play, how we had to guard Penn State, and the key talking points are very similar for coming in here to play this team.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. More of our Fetch Rewards pregame shows coming up. We'll check around the Big Ten. Presented by Exact Sciences in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hi, this is J.R. Siewert of Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors, and I'd like to invite you to tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up, and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or a seller. So please tune in. We look forward to hearing from you and even taking your questions during the show.
That's Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors, your trusted source for real estate solutions. Tuesday morning at 10:30, right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Hey fans, next time you make the journey to the Kohl Center for a Badgers game, come hungry and scoop up a Brew Pub Lots of Matzo Pizza. Official frozen pizza of UW Badgers Athletics. Brew Pub pizzas are loaded with more than half a pound of Wisconsin mozzarella cheese and are also available in your local grocery store. Time to check out the Big Ten Report presented by Exact Sciences. Earlier today, Maryland beat Penn State 74-68, and Illinois now leads Rutgers 60-47 with about 5.5 minutes left in that game in Champaign. But, Mike, a game that I think a lot of eyes will be on comes up at 5 o'clock. Michigan gets the home floor against Indiana, a couple of teams that are playing pretty good right now.
Well, you also have two teams that are jockeying for position in the Big Ten standings. Both are 8-5, and they will play again on March 5th at Indiana, so they'll see each other twice in the next six games. The last time they met was in the Big Ten tournament a year ago, and Michigan blew a 17-point second-half lead to the Hoosiers. Trace Jackson Davis had 24-8, Dickinson 15-5. I've got to believe it's like one of the marquee matchups in college hoops today, Dickinson versus Jackson Davis.
And Jackson Davis is playing as well as anybody in this league. Maybe Edie's on his own little planet right now, maybe not so little planet, but he's just been ridiculous all year. But TJD's playing really well. Michigan didn't need a lot of Dickinson the other night. They shot it so well in the guts of the game against Nebraska, but he still is going to get you a double-double. He's crafty. You know, he can hit mid-range. He can step out beyond the three-point line. He passes well. He's just really good.
And this could be a really big game in terms of the Michigan resume for the NCAA tournament. The Wolverines have not beaten a ranked team this year. Now, they haven't played many. They lost to number one Purdue at the time, number three Virginia, number 19 Kentucky. So they get another chance today against, I think, Indiana's number 18, right?
Yeah, and it's the quad one wins that they're really trying to, to get going. But it's they're sitting there 14-10 overall. So yeah, it's a major opportunity here for Michigan this afternoon, and obviously a big opportunity for Indiana continuing to enhance its own resume. And that is your Big Ten report presented by Exact Sciences. When we continue, we'll give you our Nissan keys to today's game. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus, all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point of sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender member FDIC.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
Carrier is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Contact the experts at 1-800-CARRIER or carrier.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Silver lining means you are backed by a policy and a company that is going to do everything they can to get you back whole to like you were before.
An independent insurance agent describes the silver lining.
But there's a promise there. You know, that word means we're going to answer our promise in the policy and get you back up and running of your business or, you know, if you're home, we're going to get your home put back together as if nothing had happened.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts,
the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Quick housekeeping item. We're talking about our Big Ten report. Michigan enters today's game 4-1 versus quad one opponents, 7-1 versus quad one, quad two. All that stuff can fluctuate, obviously, after a while. Oh, beg your pardon. Let me correct myself. 2-8, I should say, against quad one. 4-1 against quad two teams. So, but all of that can fluctuate depending on what teams you played earlier. Do they win? Do they lose? But the point is, you made it, and you're trying to mount wins against, in a nutshell, the better teams
exactly.
in the country to enhance your resume. So,
and if nothing else, the perception matters right now as we're getting closer and closer to March. How good is Michigan? Because a lot of people are wondering.
Absolutely.
Even if the Wolverines will get into the tournament. Yeah, that's where they're at.
Very young team. They've been hit by the injury bug as well, and that's been a factor for them. Let's get to the Nissan keys to today's game, Wisconsin and Nebraska. And it's pretty obvious here with the Huskers. They've got a red-hot player by the name of Keisei Tomenaga. So keep track of him. It sounds like Max Klesman's going to get the first opportunity. This guy shoots the three, but he's like a siege, and he can run you ragged in the half court.
Yeah, I think we've used the word crafty or clever because he'll run the back screen. And he is very deceptive. Now, he's not physical, and that's one thing the Badgers are hoping Klesman can kind of bump him around a little bit, get him out of his comfort zone.
Greg Gard has talked lately about trying to increase the tempo when they can. You had to pick your spots. In regulation on Wednesday night, they had 68 points, 59 possessions. So we're not talking about a ton of possessions. But I think the point is, Mike, when it's there, go get it. We have seen this team here in the last, or here recently, get the ball out of the net after makes and at times bring it up the floor, just trying to somehow, some way, get easier shots.
I thought the decision-making overall was pretty good. And based on what we saw, of course, it always looks better when you're shooting over 50%, which they did for the first half, the second half, and they were even better than that in overtime.
Yeah, they always look livelier when the ball's going through.
A lot of energy when you make baskets.
Yeah, full of energy. And part of that here today in the half court is recognizing the defenses that the Huskers are in. They're going to mix things up. They'll play some man. They'll vary their zone looks, so that'll be important as well. And we talk about getting to the free throw line, and the Badgers did a good job of that against Penn State. Nebraska doesn't foul very much, so I'm not sure that's something that you can count on if you're Wisconsin here today. Those are your Nissan keys to the game. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're serious comedy to start your day.
Pride.
Left corner, three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Time for the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine treating the Badgers, treating you. Everybody good to go for Greg Gard's team today. The best kind of injury update. All is well with the Badgers. And that is your UW Health Injury Update. Now to the starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. First for Nebraska, Fred Hoiberg in his fourth year here in Lincoln, a record of 35-81. They were 11-14 this season after going 10-22 last year and 4-16 in Big Ten play. The Huskers enter today's game 4-10 in conference play. A little tweak in the starting lineup and making his second start of the season is Wilhelm Breidenbach, 6'10 sophomore out of Rancho Santa Margarita, California, averaging 4 points, 2.5 rebounds a game. His other start came about a month ago at Purdue. He is joined up front by one of the best, really all-around players, but certainly one of the best passing big men you'll see in this league, Derek Walker, 6'9 senior out of Kansas City, transferred from Tennessee a few years back. Walker averaging better than 13 points a game, 7.5 rebounds, and nearly 4 assists per game. A three-guard set for the Huskers. Jamarcus Lawrence, a 6'3 freshman out of Plainfield, New Jersey, 3.3 points, 1.7 rebounds a game. Sam Griesel, the transfer from North Dakota State, but he comes back home to Lincoln, where he's from, 6'7 senior, averaging 11 points, nearly 5.5 rebounds, and close to 4 assists per game. And the hot player offensively for Nebraska is Keisei Tomenaga, 6'2 junior from Japan, averaging 11.5 points, a rebound and a half a game. He started 6 of the last 7, make it 7 of the last 8. He's a 40% shooter from the three-point line, and inside the three-point line, he is 61%, and near the rim, it's in the high 70s. So he gets your track shoes on. We've talked about that with Connor Asijan. It's much the same, trying to keep track of Keisei Tomenaga. The Huskers come in averaging in Big Ten play 63.5 points per game, 66 points per game overall, and they shoot the three a little less, or actually considerably less than Wisconsin, 36% of the time, as opposed to better than 41% of Wisconsin's shots are three-point shots. For Greg Gard's Wisconsin Badgers, year 8 for the Badgers head coach, 158-87 is his career record. The Badgers come into this game 8-9 versus Quad 1 and Quad 2 teams, 5-6 against Quad 1 opponents. And the first five will be the same as it's been for a while. Tyler Wall, 6'9 senior out of Lakefield, Minnesota, 12 points, 5.5 rebounds, 2.3 assists per game, coming off a terrific showing Wednesday at Penn State, 16 points, 6 rebounds, and a career-high 8 assists per game. Stephen Crowley, 7-foot junior from Eagan, Minnesota, 12.7 boards, 2.7 assists per game. Max Klesman in the backcourt, 6'3 junior from Nina, 7 points, 2.5 rebounds. Connor Asijan, 6'4 freshman out of Fort Wayne, 11 points, 3.3 rebounds. And this is the homecoming game, or close enough to a homecoming, you call it, for Chucky Hepburn, 6'2 sophomore from nearby Omaha, 13 points, 3 rebounds.